welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Hey, right? How you doing? Jay Larson is our guest today. Oh, by the way, on November 29th, he's shooting his hour special at the El Rey. That's where I shot my special. His is September 29th, 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets are on his site. Of course, they're free. He was a great guest. We had a great time. Me, Eric Aristotle, John Brand Wagner, and Duncan. And it was a big fun blobbity blobbity blah. And then we did an after show, but it's going to be for next week because I'll be in Philadelphia for Thanksgiving. Alrighty. So next week the show will be, well, you'll figure it out. I'll do an opening. Sure I will. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to Joe and his lovely family. I also want to wish Joe's car, his Mercedes station wagon, happy Thanksgiving. It's always been so nice to me whenever I'm there. All right. Well, snap out of it. Sometimes you just got to snap out of it. And sometimes it's deeper than that. But sometimes it's not. Snap out of it. All right. You're great. You're nice. You're kind. You're special. You're handsome. You're attractive, you're pretty, your insides are beautiful, your outsides are great. The whole goddamn package is awesome. Alrighty, here is the show. Did I include everything? I think I did. Alright, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
We're very excited. Jay Larson is here. But let's open up the show right. We have a little thing for him. We'll play later. But let's maybe, in lieu of the energy in the world, this would be a good one. The Todd Glass Show. God damn it. You can take your heads off if you want to.
Would sure do me good, do you good, let me help.
Jay Larson's here, everybody, from Trap Fest.
It's a fact that people get lonely, ain't nothing new.
Right.
But a person like you, oh, should never have the blues, let me help.
We're going big.
I've got two for me, let me help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help.
Two. Put some reverb in there. I got it.
When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. Hold
me help, let me help. I can help.
Got it all. Here we go.
It would sure do me good. It'd do you good. Let me help.
JJ, every time you do it, I like how you're playing. I gotta set the visual. You're wailing away on that trumpet. On his other hand is his Jack and Coke. It is very cool, very romantic, very everything I like.
I didn't even know it was happening. I thought it was just part of the song, and then you're like pointing, and I turn over, and yeah. I saw that, and I'm like, who is this Casanova?
The trumpet was live in the room.
No.
And to George Carlin it is, but I think most people know that. JJ hasn't been here in a while, so are you still touring with that? Who's the group I saw you on Kimmel with?
Tobias Jesso Jr.
Tobias who?
Jesso Jr.
Oh, right. That's who we saw. Okay. A lot of my friends called me. I said, well, call JJ. Tell him he was good. But they said, well, you tell him. You see him more than me. Okay, everything's great. Jay, how are you?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm feel very comfortable here.
Well, we're happy you're here. We're very happy you're here.
I'm happy.
I mean, why don't we just play him in? Let's do it right, you know? Right?
Here comes Jay Larson on here with Todd Glass. You know the rating, number one podcast.
What?
He's in the bar where the lights are down low. Jay Larson on the Todd Glass Show. I heard the episode last week loud and clear. Tom Martin, man of the year.
You want a little smoke? I'll give you a little smoke.
Who you got?
Is there any
week?
Coming out of there?
Jay Larson from the Crab Beast.
Not yet.
Okay, that's Jay Larson's here, everybody.
Wow.
It's exciting. You feel it. It's palpable. It's palpable. Okay, so let's set the mood. I'm a little choppy today because my lighting. There's a lot to do over here. People at home don't know. I got lights. I gotta put on. What else do I have to do? I guess that's it.
That's the best thing about you is that you have all the stuff that no one sees, but you still do it.
It's theater of the mind. People have see pictures online, so they know what it's like in here. Most people do. Maybe I should add that. Jingle Joe doesn't need any more work. A description. You're watching. Now, maybe I should just have a voiceover guy. Picture this studio. A bubble machine. A smoke machine.
We could live stream more. That's what we'll do.
Well, you know, that's a good idea, too. So, all right, so let me take a deep breath because we have nothing to do. I'm going to take my jacket off. JJ, that was great. Wow.
My dad played trumpet and my brother played trumpet. I love the trumpet.
It's my favorite instrument. And you know, people go, I get you can't play the trumpet. What? Trumperment.
You can't. I'm having a trumperman in my life actually right now. We're trying to figure it out at home.
I get why people sometimes go between guitar and piano. Guitar, it's easy to carry around. You can show up. You can have fun with it. Although we did learn a long time ago at a campfire situation, do not pull out your guitar and play originals because it's boring.
Nobody wants to hear.
People want to hear songs they can sing along with. We had a guy do that. Boy, that was a lot of fun. So, but without...
What if you hand out, like, song sheets ahead of time? Guys, if you just work these for a bit, guys, and then we're going to do these at marshmallows, you know?
You email everybody...
ahead of time.
Ahead of time, so they have to go...
Or everybody but one person, so he's not saying, like, oh, you're not a fan of Todd's music? No, that's fine.
Oh, it makes him look bad.
Yeah.
Everybody's singing along. Oh, you don't like what I do?
Oh,
well,
sorry. These guys are big fans. They've been to my show at Cafe Del Rey.
So Jay, was that the... Joe said that he did that because that was the opening to your show.
Yeah, that's the opening to the crowd.
He did a good job. Joe, we're very proud of you. You really do you do great work. He's sitting in Portland right now with a beer bottle. So anyway, hold on. I want to go. Okay, so JJ is here, hasn't been here a while. Duncan is here. Aristotle is here. Now, Aristotle, before we get going, he's a real producer. Some producers, he sits behind a glass booth because he's real. Other shows... I don't know. I guess the producer sits at the table. We have a guy. Sure, he's behind a glass booth.
Why? He puts it in.
Sure. Well, that's a professional show. He's behind a glass booth.
That's fantastic. And he plays the drums.
He does play the drums. I know. He's very...
Full tilt.
And his name is Aristotle. Are you shitting me? How lucky are we to have him here every week? You can take that glass thing down. Now, that bit's... See, it's a one-thing bit. John Brand Wagner. He is a... Great energy on the show. Eric Olson is here. Duncan Carey's here. Jay Larson's here. Okay, got all that shit out of the way. Can I tell you something? Apologizing to your children. Mm-hmm. We just came up sideways as we were getting ready for the show tonight. Apologizing to your children.
Yeah.
Gets you so much back.
Oh yeah.
When you apologize, it makes them know that you're for real. You're not just this person that is always right.
Especially if you have to discipline them and then after say why.
Well, yeah, that's
how
always
hard that was.
I apologized to my son and he's 2 and a half. You know, I'm serious. I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. I was out of line. I shouldn't have done that. You know,
and that's right. Because you know, it's so funny.
You start instilling it early
when you're not around kids. You 2 and a half. You think, oh, they're not even talking yet. But then you remember, oh no, 2 and a half. They concept.
But he doesn't know what I mean. I also carry him to his room at night, and I go, I want you to take risks when you're older. I want you to fail. Oh. I want you to know that I'll always be right. And he's just looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking?
Hold on.
About?
You know what? Tell that story maybe with a little bit of this behind you. I'm starting to score my show. What do you do? What do you say to your son?
Like if I'm walking down the hall with him.
You fuck it up one more time.
Oh,
you're out of here.
God, come on. Just like, what is this?
What is this? Christ. A shit show? Is this a shit show? When I want soft guitar music to come, just... Go ahead. Okay.
I just want you to know, buddy, that you can do anything you want to do. And if you want to take risks, you take risks. And don't ever be concerned if you're going to be good or bad. You just do it and know that I'll be there, Mama's going to be there, and your little sister River's going to be there. Because I said, hey, little Reedsy, you can take a risk tonight. Hey, little Reedsy, you got strong might. Hey, little Reedsy, going to the top of the mountain.
What is your son's name?
To the mountain. Reed.
Reed, that's a great name. So,
that was not. Can we let everyone know that was not planned? That's just I naturally go into song.
Well, we could give you a little. Would you like to try that again? And then
no,
JJ
I did it.
A little Didn't trumpet, you? A trumpet.
No, nope.
You wouldn't want some trumpet.
I don't know if trumpet fit in that song.
You sure?
We'll do
we
a
could
different
try
one.
It.
Let's do a different kind.
Oh, you want to do a different one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. And
what's the song for?
Can you put him in the house? Maybe it's a song you sing to him when he wakes up.
All right, how about a song when I'm, like, upset with him?
Oh, I don't want to hear that
okay.
song.
Okay, all right.
But can I... Oh, the apology thing.
Too
so
real.
Obviously we know when you're right, and most of the time when it comes to disciplining your children, if you're a sane person, you're going to be right most of the time because you are. You're an adult, and you're usually instilling don't do this or don't do that. But when you can find times, of course you can. My dad did it to me once that I can remember. That's not what brought it up today, but... God,
did what to you?
He apologized.
Oh, okay, yeah.
One time that I remember very specifically, and he gave me a watch of his that I used to borrow all the time. He came in my room, and he's like, look, your parents aren't always right. And I was like, it got me choked up, and I was only in, like, ninth grade. I got choked up that he was apologizing to me.
That's amazing.
It was, like, almost awkward, but I remembered it.
I love a lot of things about this. One, I have two watches, and I say to my wife all the time, I'm like, I go, I got a new leather band for one of them. I go, she goes, why are you getting a new band? That one's fine. I'm like, because I want to wear them out because Reed's going to want to borrow this when he's in high school. She goes, you think so? I'm like, yeah, and my boots and my overnight bag. Like, that's the kind of shit he's going to be like, hey, all the guys are going away. Can I take your leather bag? And I'm like, yeah, you can take it. Can't wait for that. I'm setting up for it now.
Oh, I love it. I think comedians, well, I don't know. I was going to try to make a generalization.
I didn't have a dad. That's where it comes from. But I will tell you this, JJ. My dad took trumpet lessons from this guy who was in the Boston Symphony. And when the guy died, he left his trumpet to my dad. And it was made with... It was set up to be three pitch, like a C, a D, and a B trumpet. It had all extra tubing in it.
Wow.
Anyway, pretty dope story.
Wait, you said that again. I wasn't paying attention. Well, hold on. Let me get this out of the way. It's always better to be in the present. Are there two guitar betting songs? Oh, this is the, you save the other one for when I sing. Now it's a little tease. I'm John Brand Wagner. Are you okay?
Oh, you're going to sing?
I told him I'd rather the bit be when I want to sing. It used to be that Jake used to say, oh, you know, he didn't want me to sing. But then we switched the bit to everybody wants me to sing. And even though I know it's part of the bit, I'll take it. Do you?
Yeah.
But do you really want me to sing, everybody?
Yeah, are you going to do it now?
Yeah.
That
would be well, I can't do it now.
You have a great voice.
I would love to be blessed.
No, Jay, are you just saying it? Because I feel like you're just doing it because now you know.
No, I do. You have a really good voice. I don't have, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
I never thought about it like that. JJ, well, Jay, hold on. I'm not a moron. JJ has a very trained ear. JJ, do you really, no bullshit, do you really think I have a great voice or something?
Without a doubt, Todd.
Wow. Okay, well, I will sing a little later. If it's, can it be your Christmas and birthday presents?
Of course.
You're like, you motherfuckers.
Hanukkah for me.
Hanukkah, Christmas, the whole deal. So you're very hard on yourself when you don't get something right, and it makes me feel bad, because when you don't get a, when you get a song...
Yelling at him didn't help.
Well, that's a part of the bit. I have to do something to get me out of the holy digs. And we are going to get you a mic, because I think you'll use it tastefully. But right now
we just don't have it in the budget. We'll get there.
We don't have it in the budget. You make up a horrible excuse. But you're doing a great job, John Brand Wagner. You do a great job. We're happy to have you every week. As far as I'm concerned, we're lucky you came aboard, because you're great. You're awesome. So, Paul,
there you go.
Are you? What's your son's middle name?
It's Joseph.
Joseph, why?
So Reed, my grandfather was Bill Reed,
mm-hmm.
and so we named him Reed. And then my father-in-law is Joseph, so we named him Reed Joseph.
And you said your dad used to play the trumpet?
Yeah.
And what was the story you told JJ about which part?
My dad played trumpet. My mom and dad were both music majors in college. That's how they met. And
Wait a second. That's how they met?
Yes.
There's only direction, one of them I asked, I'm going to play that. Like, you can play it till I have to say, all right, enough already. Well, not then.
Yeah, no, I mean...
That's a little too soon. You don't want to be obnoxious. So anyway, I genuinely want to hear the story, because I interrupted you the first time. So your dad, you told him about... It's the story involved a reed, and that's the thing you...
This is a different grandfather.
Oh.
This is my grandfather, Larson. Loring. He was a Loring. Anyway, he used to play trumpet, but my grandparents had this house in Essex, and the neighbor played in the Boston Symphony and got my dad trumpet lessons with a guy in the Boston Symphony, because my dad was really good. And when that guy died, he had this trumpet that had extra tubing. It had like enough, what is it, C and D trumpet? And so it was extra tubing. Instead of needing three trumpets, he could do it all from one, and you just have to switch. I don't know what it did. But when he died, like, the first chair trumpetist from like across the country were calling his wife for that trumpet, but he left it to my dad. Yeah.
So is your dad, who has it now?
I think my dad hawked it. My dad was an antique dealer. That thing.
Yeah. See? Look at John Brand Wagner.
He sold it to Branford Marsalis.
Because I'm professional, and I want people to be proud of me. Mm-hmm. So back to the instrument. Trumpet is my favorite instrument.
I love it.
You don't hear it all the time. There's not. Let me tell you something.
You don't hear it enough.
I don't like that it has the word Trump in it.
Well, that is one.
Boom.
When someone's playing the trumpet, especially when they're, you know, good, like when they're like JJ, there's not a crevice in the room that's not filled with trumpet. Like,
yeah.
You could be playing another instrument. Oh, it's over there, you know. No, it's under the seat. It's over there. It's behind. It fills every... that's why when I...
Well, it's also, if you miss on any note on the trumpet, you hear it. You can't hide with a trumpet. You know what I mean? You can hide with a sax. Losers.
Losers.
But you can't, yeah.
Boo, sax!
Boo!
Boo! Boo. Boo. Oh, hello! Did anybody... would you mind if I started playing my sax? I'm not good, but you know you can hire. Why are you booing me? Let me just get my sax out of the case.
Let me get my reed wet.
Wait, my friend wants to get his reed wet. Can you be patient? Hold on. My friend has his.
I thought I'd play. Do I have a clarinet? Do you like?
Oh, boo!
Do you like reed?
Wait, be nice. My friend plays the clarinet. He's great. Oh, come on. Let him play clarinet.
Hey, anybody mind here if I play a little trombone?
Boo!
Are you crazy?
Wow.
No, we don't like trombones.
Dope. JJ knows.
Wait a second. Do you mind if my friend JJ plays the trumpet?
Hey!
Yeah! Yeah! Wow. If I said play something Christmassy, I didn't ask you to do this. What's the first thing you would do if I said, could you play something Christmassy? We need Christmas in the air. How about Frosty the Snowman? Da 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 da. I bet JJ can get it. What? This is a test. He knows that this wasn't rehearsed. Wow, I'll take it.
I remember DC Improv. I was there one time. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I was walking home back to the hotel from a bar, and there was a guy playing trumpet in the city of DC, and it was echoing through buildings. And I followed it to find him and gave him a 5 spot because it was just so awesome.
It's around Christmas, going home. My favorite time to be in DC is when it's brisk out at night, but wear a jacket will have you comfortable walking around at night.
Yeah.
That way, if you see somebody like that playing, you know, whatever, you're walking down the street, you can take in the. You know what? One time in New York City, I don't have a winter jacket.
One time!
I don't have a winter jacket. I wear layers if I have to because, you know, we go from the car to the comedy club, basically, or the hotel. We're going. So I don't really. But I was staying at someone's house in New York, and they had tons of jackets and gloves and all that stuff you need. And it was cold out, but no wind, and I had never dressed right and walked around the city, and I loved it. It was so cold, but I had the ear things on. I was walking around the brisk, cold city. Back then, I smoked cigarettes, and I would smoke cigarettes.
Oh, having
coffee.
Ooh, I smoked cigarettes.
Well, I didn't know if that's...
Oh, so cool.
Hold on. Let me go take a smoke break really quick.
I think you're overreacting, everybody. Well, that's not trying to be cool.
Once in a while, I like a cigar.
I don't, I'm not. Well, what was that song I was singing in the house that I was trying to get you to guess? Can you hum? Can you do a little bit? Will you be able to?
What's the matter with you?
And you're mine, and you're nowhere to go, and you're
give me a little diggy 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 do, yeah, right?
Put a little reverb in there. So we honestly didn't know the song. I said, John, if I told you just that, would you be able to find it? And he says he did, but it was like, what's the matter with your hind and your mind and your? You did.
You just took. Yeah, that was. What
you
we
did the
did.
Good part. You did.
Come on, and never get give me a little love now.
I don't know.
Come and get your love. Come and get your love now. Oh. Is that it?
I know.
Do you have it?
Assuming did this is the song it, you think it is, I know exactly what
you mean. He wrote it down. I thought he got it. I said, get it. He wrote it down. Anybody can write it down. See if you can find it.
That's old school Google right there. Just
did you write it down?
Write it down. And then ask people, do you know what this is? No? Next one. Do you know what this is?
Come and get your love.
Come and get your love. Come and get your love now.
By Redbone.
Hey, and you're mine, and you're nowhere to die, and you're high, and you're gone, and you're... See how I made it work? Can you put some reverb in everybody's mic? What? John, you found it.
not giving up till we get to that part. I know what you need at home.
Come and get your love, come and get your love now. Come on, girl. Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now.
No, that's not it.
You son of a bitch. That is.
No, that's it, that's it. After all
what
that.
What year was that that come out?
Wow.
Can I guess?
Yeah, let's guess. Let's guess. I'd like to make it a game. So this is a new segment we have. It's in reference to what you just said, Jay. Mm-hmm. What year was that song invented? Oh, look at you. You found it.
What year was Come and Get Your Love invented?
Okay, we're going to go around the room. Okay, so what year was Come and Get... Well, I don't know if invented.
It was definitely invented.
Well, you're right. Did you say invented before?
No, you said it.
Oh, okay. It was, I guess, invented. But
released?
Released?
Yeah, released.
Paul McCartney used to say, John Lennon, oh, hey, listen to this new song.
Yeah, it just invented a new song. Wrote or published or sang by the first person where people fucking heard. Sorry for the language. Okay. Do you have an intro for this? Let me hear it. Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, I want to go last.
Okay, great. You get to because you're the guest. You know what it is. John, and we need you to project loud.
I already know what it is.
Oh, you know what it is. Aristotle.
I have a little bit of, not trivia, but just a fun fact. I went to the high school of the singer of Redbone. Who did that? Man.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Whoa!
Yeah.
He had a small studio in his house.
Redbone, excuse me. Well, everybody, pardon me. Oh, the Aristotle's here. Can we play the entry music for Aristotle, who lived next to the guy, the presidential theme? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Aristotle, who knew the guy who went to the school of the person. I made it work, even though I forgot all the facts.
So if I get this wrong, it's just really bad on
well,
me. But I'm going to say 1972.
1972. I think you're probably in the right area. Duncan?
1974.
Did you want intro music?
Would you like a hint?
No. No, no hints.
Yes and yes. Could I actually...
Give it to me.
Can I take back my answer?
No. Yes.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You want intro music? Okay. Can you get some intro?
First, yeah.
And now, guessing what year this song was first recorded.
The intro music helped, 1975.
Okay, and Aristotle, you said what year? 74?
72.
72, 75. JJ?
I'm going to go with 1971.
1971?
Here's the hint.
No, whoa. I'll tell you why, because then they're going to say it's unfair that they get a hint and we don't.
Yeah. Well, nobody's going to know the hint.
Oh, okay. Well, great hint then. Either way, I don't like this hint. You say, go, what is it?
The hint?
Yeah.
The B-side is Day-to-Day Life.
Day-to-day life.
Actually, could you give him some intro music?
You want some intro? Go ahead. What was the B-side to Come and Get Your Love?
The B-side was Day-to-Day Life.
Okay, so I'm going to guess next. Come and get your love. Can you put some reverb in it so it helps me think? Come and get your love. Come and get your love. Come and get your love. Come and get your love.
Come and get your love. Come and get your love.
Come and get your love. God damn it, it's hard. Oh, sorry.
You want another hint?
No. No more hints. No. I take this seriously. I'm going to say 68.
Ugh, okay. So
No, 72. I'm going to go 72. I'm not final answer.
Do you know what you just did? You set up a play and then called timeout when you saw what the defense did. You saw me react and you're like, oh, maybe
you're right. You're right. 60.
I'm just kidding. Take 68. But this is why. No, this is what I was thinking. When I heard it, you remember the movie Shag?
Yeah, I do.
Great movie. I loved it. Took place in the 50s. And I'm like, oh, man, this song would have been great in Shag. But then I'm like, oh, this wasn't written in the 50s. But you know what? Sometimes you go back and you hear songs from the 60s and you have an idea of what the 60s music sounded like. And you realize late 60s is really early 70s. So I'm saying 1969.
Okay, so get that ready. Are we ready with the answer?
Can
hold
I get
on.
Some intro music?
Well, I have this intro music. Oh, wait. We have to keep people suspended. Can you eliminate one person that is definitely not going to win? And it could be me. I have a feeling it is. That's why I want to just get it out off the table.
Okay, you're out.
Oh. Shit.
It was 68.
No. Okay, so I said 68. Okay.
No, you said 72.
Well, we went with 68.
Aristotle said it first.
Aristotle said 72. Cool. Who else is out? And then after that, we just announced the winner. Oh, wait. Do you want intro music to who's out? The next person.
Wait, what is
the most suspenseful moment in podcast history?
What did you say?
I said 1969.
You're out too.
Whoa.
Didn't like the way he said it.
I know. He's still a guest.
I'm the guest.
Okay, so who is the right person? John Brand Wagner, what did you say?
He didn't.
He knows.
Oh, because he knew. And I appreciate you being honest. I know Jake Adams. Nah, it's a horrible time for that.
75. What did you say?
71. Okay, hold on. Oh, whoa. The winner is.
Can I get some intro?
Wait, what about Aristotle? What about when he guessed?
He said 72.
So he's. So the winner of. So we
what
have
year
Aristotle.
Was, come and get your love
hold
invented.
On. Aristotle was 72. Duncan was what?
75.
And then JJ?
71.
Who won?
What year was it?
1974.
What?
Duncan wins.
Do you want to make a speech? And make it nice. Remember, there could be some family in the audience.
Wow, like I didn't prepare anything for this, but I did want to thank... Well, I have this list here that I always have on me of people I would need to thank in case I need to thank someone. Can I get some intro music?
No, that's your walk-off music. You went over. Thank you very much. This was his first award.
Wow.
We have another game, which I think you'll like because you seem to like games.
I love games.
Oh, what did you want to say before the show started about how the podcast studio smelled?
Oh,
I take it it's a compliment.
It smells amazing, but it smells like
A cabin?
Yeah, but it's better than that.
Wow, I like it.
Have you ever been to, it's in Santa Barbara. It's like an old post office spot in like the mountains, and it's a restaurant now called Cold Springs Tavern.
And where's this at?
In Santa Barbara. It's like way out in the middle of nowhere. You would think you're just driving down into the woods, and that's all that's there. But anyway, it smells just like that in here, and it's an amazing spot. You should go. Well, you could also go to the old place that's like in the Malibu Mountains, which is really Agoura Hills, but...
You know, sometimes it's amazing what you can do when you really want to, like, act like you're somewhere. Well, I don't mean different, like California's bad at all. Just you get, you know, you want something a little different, like where there's a diner, to just drive down Sunset Boulevard and not Sunset Boulevard, where it turns into a...
PCH?
PCH.
Yeah.
Jesus, how did you even know that's what
because
I meant?
Because I mentioned it, referenced Santa Barbara. Okay. I know where you're going.
And you just drive down there, and you make a right, and you drive into a few places, and there's a diner,
yeah,
where there's an old... like
Crab Shack, and there's an old surf house, yeah.
And it's just like, you can feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. That's why I thought, to tell you the truth, if I ever rented a home and wanted people to partake in it one Christmas, I wouldn't go that far, because you don't need to go that far to have a completely different atmosphere.
You can go to Big Bear. You ever gone up to Big Bear
for
Christmas?
Well, I used to have a place in Lake Arrowhead, which I just...
Whoa!
I know.
I got a place.
I needed chains on my tires.
You did.
Near a lake.
Guys, come on. Oh, does it make you feel any better that I had to rent it when I wasn't using it to cover the mortgage? So... a brag.
Making extra money.
No, that's not a brag. That's me being honest.
You guys.
I think Eric's trying to make it a fight almost.
Income, but I have, I don't know, two. Like, I have a lot of money coming in, and I guess it's a good spot to be in because I have my day-to-day job, but at the same time, I'm also making money without technically really doing anything other than having access to this square footage of land. Wow.
I think you're trying. I think it's not that big of a deal. I want to know if you have something like this. He used to know a guy that would sit at the bar and stir his. And it got me angry today thinking about it. I'm so socially tolerant. I try to be. Let's put it that way. That came out like
socially tolerant.
You know what I mean? I try to, like, when something's confusing, instead of being, you know, like people that I get frustrated with, I try to be, you know what? I would say edit that out. But you know what I mean. Well, I'm about to insult myself, so it's okay. So with that, with the big things, I try to be socially tolerant. Is that the right expression?
I don't know what socially tolerant
means. When there's
Are you saying you allow people to be themselves, Todd? Is that what you're saying?
What he does is socially unacceptable.
Okay, but let me first clean up what socially tolerant meant to me. It means that when there's a group, whether it's someone that feels they need to be heard, and I don't understand whether to say with transgender, you didn't know whether to say she or he, you take a little time and learn. Take a little time and learn. Or it could be something as simple as not as simple, but like when they wanted to change the logo to the Redskins. Like most of the time I just do a little work, do a little education, you'll end up not being one of those people that goes, come on, wait. All of a sudden it bothered you. No, it always bothered people, but now they see they can have a voice. So they see someone else get some rights they deserved, and there's another group going, wow, I could be heard like that too because I got something. So anyway, I try to be aware of that. But in this area, this is all I wanted to say was I think I fall short because it could be something. And this guy bothered me because he used to stir his drink at the bar.
He'd always get like a screwdriver, so they'd put the vodka and then the orange juice, and then he would take off his glasses and then stir it with the earpiece.
Disgusting.
Shut up.
Yeah, he'd sit there with the earpiece, stirring it. And that's gross, and you got ear dirt. Now it's in his drink. It's not in my drink, but that's not normal. That's the type of thing you go, why is that bothering me? Why is that bothering me? It's not in my drink. Because it's now the flavor is in my mouth of your earwax. Go home. I don't even know what this guy looks like. I never met him, but him just telling me that story...
And so, wait, you think there's part of him that's doing that so people will be like, hey, man, and then he can get into it?
No, I just think he's doing it. It doesn't bother him. He doesn't want to use his finger. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
And then there's a guy at my gym that eats Doritos. I haven't seen him in like 5 months, if I had to guess. Eats Doritos, and then he licks his fingers clean in the dry sauna up to his knuckle. Who the fuck are you?
What are you doing bringing food into a sauna?
Well, thank you. That's that alone.
There's no sign?
No, it says don't spit, don't
pour water on the rocks.
Don't pour water, doesn't say don't.
Cool Ranch, pass them around.
Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it just reminds me of that guy. What are you licking your hand? That guy, that explains the fist bump.
But he does it with every drink, so they'd even give him his cocktail with a straw in it, and he'd take the straw out and put it on the napkin.
Oh.
The glasses off.
Just sit there stirring his drink. And I'd be the other end of the bar. I never saw that guy do Eric. That's Eric's story. But if I had,
I tell it all the time.
Then he'd probably drink it. Oh, it's delicious. Ugh. How do you stop someone like that?
You just have to confront him. Not enough people say things
I don't think
to people.
You can.
I
have a theory on that.
Just get up and go to the other end.
Well, I got a new thing. I was on the plane. I traveled a lot last week, and I was on the plane. In one flight, someone was farting nonstop. And my whole thing, my next time is going to be, I'm going to make a sign, and I'm going to stand up within my section and just stand up and show everyone and be like, if you're the person farting, please stop. You stink. And that's it.
I am, by the way, it's obviously whenever you're talking about this subject, it could be led to think that it's it's about farts. But, and I hate that word, by the way.
Fart,
but,
I know,
but
what else
I want to, I'm traveling by myself sometimes. I literally want to go, all right, you can't do that. You can't do it. And once I try to go, all right, maybe, but then no. And you're right. How do you say to, everybody, whoever it is, compassion, I know it, but no, go to the bathroom. You can't just sit there and put that into the air. And I guess what? I think I find the wrong people. And that's where I'm unfairly judgmental. I look around. I go, I bet it's you. No, it isn't.
No.
I bet it's you. You sit there with the shit flying out of your ass.
And it might just be some woman.
Anybody.
Some big dude. I'm telling you.
I do.
Make a little sign and then put it on, hang it from, the overhead.
Now, would you really do that?
I'm going to do it.
Tell me what you
would
write.
And this is why, because we don't, and we let it go, and then people stir drinks with glasses, and they just keep farting, because no one says anything.
Let me ask you this. How do you – no bit.
Yes.
No bit. What would you write on the sign? Would you try not to write the F word?
I would definitely not write the F word.
Whoever
is passing gas, please stop. It stinks.
Go to the bathroom.
And
how about whoever's passing gas – please keep it in your ass.
I like the effort right there. And the rhyming. I'm always a big fan of rhyming.
Oh, I didn't know it rhymed. Whoever's... Can you put some reverb in there? Maybe if I had a little trumpet, I can have a song. Whoever is passing gas, please keep it in your ass. Passing... maybe. I don't know. That was... So... Back to the serious conversation.
Yeah.
Remind people this isn't about farting.
Well, it is, but you know what I mean. Not in a childish sense. This is a real problem that happens, and I never heard anyone talk about it. I'm always traveling by myself, and I literally think to myself, no, no, you're not going to do that three times. You, come on. Come on. It's so thick.
It's
so thick, you disgusting. Just no. Who are you? Where are you?
And you can't get away from it. And I tried. I was doing this. Like blowing it out of my...
Yes.
No.
I'm afraid to move the air vent because they think it's you then. It's a very weird situation.
It's horrible. It's a real problem.
You know,
society.
Henry Phillips has a bit about a girl that it was just him and the girl, and she said, did you... F? I don't like that word. It's just gross.
Did you pass gas?
Did you pass gas? And Henry has to explain to her, no, you can't do that when it's only two people because I know I didn't do it. You have to do that with three people, and maybe they don't know who the culprit. Is that the right word?
Of course.
You can't just do it with two people.
It's like Clue. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen with the candlestick, and I tooted.
So that's what it's so fun. Yeah, I thought, stop! Yeah, on the treadmill, too, it happens at the gym. And I look across. I'm at the there's one row of treadmills. I'm on the elliptical, the treadmills, and sometimes I try to pick who it is, and I know I'm wrong, but I won't stop going, yucky, you over there. You enjoying running with shit flying out of your ass? I won't say the F word, but shit flying out of the ass.
You're
to me.
Fine with that, yeah.
Well, whatever the reason is, people know what I mean at home. They have things like that. I hate that other word. It's, like, gross.
Like, some people don't like when you say, like, moist panties or something like that.
Yeah, I could do without that, too. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It gets me horny.
But fart, no.
Ugh. People know what I mean. There's someone going, I know what he means.
We say toot. When you have kids at home, you say toot.
I mean, can I tell you something I have right now? And I don't know what you call this. I don't like cords that have no... like if there's an extension cord and I have it in the house and I want to take a computer and I need the extension cord, if it's pulling through the air, if there's no drape in the extension cord, I won't like it. So like when there's a microphone here and there's a hole in the table and the cord's coming up from underneath, when the cord just looks like it's going diagonal from the back of your mic, like there's not enough slack in
but
it.
You have no problem with there being a collection of cords under the table to the point you can't put your legs extended?
I'll tell you why I don't have a problem with that. And you got a lot of fucking nerve,
you,
Mr. Larson.
Son of a bitch.
You got a lot of goddamn nerve. This is driving me up the goddamn wall now. Can you do me a favor?
I'll fix it in the break.
Watch this.
No, then your microphone's sideways. I'll get a piece of tape. For people
fix it
now,
in the
do
break.
You see anyone about this?
Hold on, for people that are listening, which is most people, there's the microphone, and then there's the cord that goes through a hole in the table, and there was no slack in it. Now there's a little slack in it. It just looks like it's not right, so it bothers me. Do I see anybody for this? I'm very professional. I'll answer all your questions, and I think I'm doing a great job today.
Is it OCD? Is it control?
Well,
no.
Control. Here's what my brother said, and he's a teacher, and he does look for this type of behavior. He goes, there's no doubt you have some things. But everybody does. The problem is, at what ratio do you have it?
Yeah.
That's why people, you know, I don't want to be one of those people, like, when I hear people talk about Asperger's, there's some things that I go, wow, that really connects. But you don't have, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I have... No, but there are some things that I connect with, even though I probably, you know, he goes, how many? If you have 15, do you have 10 of them? If you have one, so the answer to that question is yes, I definitely have some tendencies. But he goes, you know, and it made me feel good. He goes, you get to a place of calm. Like, I saw you have a party and you had people at your house and there was things going on and you have to, even though I in my head, I think, yeah, but I have it incredibly organized. Like, I have trash cans everywhere, too many of them. I have light switches taped. I have everything. I don't have a lot of liquor. You know why I don't have a lot of liquor at a party? First of all, if you have friends that drink, I get it. You have to have it. I understand. I'm not suggesting everybody does this. Most of my friends are pot smokers, so it's easier. They bring their own pot. They tend to bring their own candy. You don't really need a lot. If you just give them a nice atmosphere, they'll show up and they won't complain. Give them some music and nice atmosphere. But the reason the liquor, if you have people that drink a lot, you have to have orange juice, and then you have to have this, and then you have mixer, and then you have the shaker. And if you go outside and you come back, there could be shit all over the kitchen countertop.
Yeah.
So I have one big bottle of Jack. Besides pot, I have a big bottle of Jack, and I have some Cokes in the refrigerator, and a bottle of tequila sometimes. That's it. Two bottles. That's the liquor for the night. Mm-hmm. So that area stays pretty organized because I – so –
So basically what you're saying is you'd rather limit the enjoyment of the party to keep up the cleanliness.
You know what?
You come to my house, I'll make you a Negroni.
Hey, watch your mouth. That's not a nice word.
No, I'm just listening.
I heard what you meant.
I saw two Negronis walking down the street the other day, and I thought to myself, what has this town come to?
Here's what I would suggest. That I'm not ruining their fun. I am just... People still have
limiting
a great,
their drink choices.
First of all, and I get it, and it sounds good the way you say it to make it sound like I'm not having a nice party.
I'll give you an orange twist.
People still
want an orange twist. I got it.
Hey, I'll give you a round ice cube. How do you fucking like that?
Oh, you want a round cube?
Yeah, you want a fucking round ice cube?
It's an orb.
Oh, excuse me. Go have your orange twist. I got Jack Daniels and round ice cubes and Coca Cola.
You want your Jack and Coke over a round ice cube?
You do. Oh, it's crazy good. And I know you know it. See, I know too much about you.
But what I'm saying to you is you use those round ice cubes to have over like a classic cocktail or to have a drink on the rocks.
Yes.
Not an and drink.
What do you mean by that?
Jack and Coke.
You don't
vodka
think that's,
and tonic.
You don't think that's good with a round ice cube? Be honest.
I'm sure the ice cube's not going to matter.
Well, it does.
Presentationally,
it's more romantic.
It
yeah, it looks cool. It clinks a little differently.
So no, you're
where
not
do you stand on
anybody.
Stones?
What?
So no, you're not seeing anybody.
What does that mean?
About
that. Oh
no!
Oh!
I'm not, but I would tell you what I do. I have my friend, almost Dr. Kevin Sousa, when I need help with how to deal with the situation. But you didn't ask me that, so let me not digress. I feel I have it under control. I am able to function, and I feel like I have it under control. So if I couldn't get it under control, then I would see someone. But when I say it's under control, if my friends are all okay that come here on a daily basis, it's really a matter of what they would say behind my back. I'm giving you the honest answer to George Carlin, and I would hope they would say this. Todd's definitely meticulous about a few things. If you sort of respect those things that I feel I kindly ask, I don't make it look like you're wrong if you bring a bottle into my house that I don't like. I'm more like, oh, please don't hate me for this. And now the more my friends know me, they know what type of things I like. I don't like people to put their keys on the dining room table. That's more of an aesthetic thing. I don't even know if I'm embarrassed to admit that. I don't think that's OCD. I appreciate the art of a cool-looking table. I like bottles out. I like glasses out. I like even by... I'll leave them out because that's the energy of the
night.
Yeah,
you have great
night.
Taste. I really like how you aesthetically put things together.
So I would hope my friends behind my back would say, you have to get used to some of his things, but overwhelmingly, it's a great energy when you go over his house. It's more relaxing and more comfortable. If you just adhere to a few things, it's a good energy at his house. We're not nervous around him. We're not uncomfortable at his house. If someone was a dear friend, maybe not right now, they would say, Todd, off the air, and I would talk about it on the air. Remember what you said on the podcast? Well, it's not always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would work to change it. But if everyone goes, no, we're all right. He's meticulous about certain things, but it works for us. Then I'm all right. But if I'm not letting other people come to my house and enjoy themselves, then I would work on it. So that's why I don't.
And they probably all just don't bring up the car key incident of 1987. You know
what's
what I mean?
That?
When someone put the car keys on the ottoman by mistake.
Can I tell you something? I always ask nicely, and I used to not be able to explain why that bothered me. Now I understand. Look, if somebody came into your house and you had artwork on the wall, and for whatever reason there was a corner of the frame and they hung their keys on it, and then they put their wallet on top of it, you would think, oh, that's artwork. You're ruining it. I look at the table where everyone hangs out as something special that we don't take the clutteredness of the day. We don't put our keys and our gum. Oh, just throw life all over the table. I like business to be on the dining room table, even when friends are hanging out. Like I said, I like the beer bottles, empty glasses. If there's an empty bottle if we went through a bottle of wine, leave it out. That's the energy of the night. But I don't want tissues. I don't want gum. I don't want your phone.
I can't.
Because it's not aesthetically pleasing. I want it to look TV romantic. Like, make it look like that table's been used all night and there's soul. There's not a crumpled up Kleenex.
Yeah.
There's not a cell phone. There's not gum. Your car keys. You're shitting me?
Yeah.
So can you if you can deal with that, come on by. What are you like around your house? I know that we do have some things in common. I know you're meticulous about certain things, but what do you have something at your house that you're just like very, like people would be...
I kind of threw all that stuff out when you have kids. But I mean, dude, I have a 1950-something or 1960 mid-century Dutch table that's gorgeous. You know what I mean? But it's like, man, we have kids now, and it's just like you leave. I can't even keep up with
that. But let me ask you a question. You have to have a little bit of that in you. Because let me tell you something.
I tried. I just had to let go. I mean,
it hard to let go?
I mean, it took a while. I was just like, because I would like try and clean up. And then the next day, it's just like, it's there again. And, you know, I love furniture and I love design. And I love going to the farmer's market and coming home with a bunch of flowers and having flowers in every room in the house.
Flowers are a funny thing. It's probably even more than a plant. There's something about cut flowers. Like when you're having company, two places in a home. And it like really, but the thing with kids, what you just said is one of the reasons, look, I think it's probably a very big reason that I don't have kids, that I'm able to look at that and go, I couldn't do it. I couldn't let go. Now, if I have my niece or nephew over, yes, I could handle that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't let go of having everything in control. And even if you're an organized mom or dad, my mom was very organized and my dad, they had it down pat, I think, when we were younger, how to raise kids. And my mom just knew how to just... Things ran smooth,
yeah,
you know, and even that I couldn't do because you still have to let kids be kids. So that's one of the reasons I don't know if I could let go of it.
I didn't
know if I could let go of it. Are you gonna have more kids?
No, two and done.
Oh, you have that's two it. Already?
Yeah, two.
Off,
I got a boy and a girl.
Off track a little bit because it has to do with you know asking you. I saw you on that show where you go out and you buy a car.
Yeah,
and you did. Is that true? Did you really get the car?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
No,
but you were leaning towards a Mercedes, a Ford.
That's what I want. I want an old Mercedes, and that's what I told them when I went on the show. And then they rolled in with like a Porsche, and then like a station wagon, and a two door, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I get it. You're making a TV show. I'm not going to buy any of these cars."
What I did like about that show, at least,
it was fun.
The prices of the cars you were looking at were like. Doable for somebody. It wasn't like $100,000. You're like, wow, for at the prices those cars were, it would have to be your second car. There's no doubt about that, I think.
Yes.
When you even if it looks clean, you know, we get it. It has to be your second car. But the fact that you could get, like, what were some of the
that
prices?
That was the whole point.
What
like were 4,500.
What was the name of the show that you were on?
It's Car Matchmaker, Spike Ferenstein, who's a longtime writer on Seinfeld.
Right.
And I was doing a show on Esquire at the same time, so I thought, oh, this would be great if we do this show. And I wanted an old Mercedes, and they brought me like a 1982 two-door Mercedes.
How much was that? Do you remember?
It was like 4,500 or 4,800. And a cranking engine. The engine was gorgeous.
And it looked good.
Yeah, the seat was ripped up in the front, but it was great. You know what I mean? And then a station wagon Mercedes, like a 78.
I love that. That's the one I was hoping
dope.
You got.
Yeah, but it's got the blue leather interior I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
And then an 85 Porsche 911 that was like felt like you were inside a plastic toy inside. It was gross.
And
it
which one did you pick?
I picked the two-door Benz because if I was going to have to buy one of those cars, that's the one I would buy. But right now, if I was going to buy a car, I want to get like a Grand Wagoneer, like an old Wagoneer.
Did you? That's what I had.
Oh, really?
I don't know why I got so excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's my favorite car of all time.
Me too. And you know the last year they made those? Hold on.
I can tell you.
You can?
I think so.
Do you want intro music?
Sure.
This
is a guess.
And now.
Which year was the Grand Wagoneer, the one we know so well as the old-looking one? It looked like it was from maybe 1968, but in fact, it might have been a much more later than you thought it was. The Grand Wagoneer that you know, with the paneling and the white walls, maybe they came in a navy blue that was very popular. What was the last year that they made that car? Does anybody else want to guess? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
My guess is 1992.
Yes?
Could I get intro music?
Sure. Okay. I'm in a hurry. I don't
think.
Okay. It's 1991.
I think.
And it looked like it was from the 70s or the 60s even.
Yeah, they rounded out a little more when the 90, 91, 92. Tony LeMay had
92,
two.
They didn't even round it off a little. They just changed it completely.
Yeah.
What year do you... Am I right about that? I'm pretty sure it's 91.
Yes, but they brought it back for 1 year only in 1993.
Wow. Yes?
I won.
Well, here, you have any intro music for him? Okay, so I had a 1990 when I was in. I bought it when I was in Reno, Nevada, the stupidest place to buy it.
Which
was
one
rust.
Did you have?
I had a white Wagoneer.
Yeah.
With the, you know, the
tan interior.
The tan interior. But here's where I didn't mind giving it up. I put a lot of money into it, but it was my only car. So if you add up what I put into it over 10 years, it was still cheaper than a car payment. And it was a lot of money, but figure out what a $350, $450 car payment is a month. And so even though I'd put like an incredible amount of money in the, over the years, it still is only good for a second car. Because the thing about cars that are not good, when they go, oh, that's a bad car, don't get that car. If you lease a car, every car is great for 2-3 years. Pretty much everything's going to work in a car for 2-3 years. So I always leased a car, so for, you know, and nothing goes wrong. If you can afford it, that's why I always say, if I always tell people, if you can afford it to not have your car be the heartache of the day, the problem of the day. Sometimes you can't. You know, you have an older car, you can't do it. But if you can, it's a nice thing to have, to know that whatever your troubles of that day are, everything's going to work in your car. Even if you go get a Jetta lease,
especially
for
this town,
$199 a month, and you know that people go, oh, Jet, no, it doesn't matter what car. They're all good for 3 years, pretty much. Yeah. I know there's some car fanatic biting his hand right now. But you know what I mean. So I had the Wagoneer, but here's why I didn't mind when I was ready to get rid of it, and I was like, it was stupid to keep it. I knew I could get around $12,000 for it. Because I made the mistake of redoing the interior, and I took the canvas out of the middle of the – I made them all leather, and I put piping on them, brown piping.
Yeah.
So, some people would still look at it and go, it looked really cool, and I put Range Rover carpeting in it instead of the shag. You know that, like, Range Rover carpeting that the mats are bound, they're piped, they're – what do they call that? The pipe – the edging on them, the mats are perfectly fit in, and I should have kept – I should have gotten shag.
Yeah.
That's what the original was. So I want to do it again. I want to get the deep blue. And there's a place called Wagon Masters.
Really?
And that's all they have. And the 91. Look,
I'd expect that from the Wagon Masters.
Exactly.
I can tell you exactly how
ding,
much.
Ding,
you
ding.
Can tell me the condition it's in.
Okay, so you could go buy one on the paper today, and I'm sure for $10,000 or $8,000 or $6,000, that looks pretty good. But these are sick in great shape.
So they're like 44. They max at 44. You could probably around 26.
You're right on.
Yeah, I mean, I look all spot the time. On. I always look. That's my hobby is looking up old stuff and seeing what I can get it for.
I want someone to buy me one. I was hoping maybe.
I want someone to buy me one. You're like a musical like this, you know.
I wish somebody would buy me my fave. Nah, I got tired of doing that.
Buy
right
me
away.
One.
So that's the car. What color would you get?
I like the silver with the red burgundy interior. You know, the silver with the wood paneling.
And would you, let me tell you something. I did some things to that car I hated and I fixed right away.
Yeah.
One of the things was, I don't know why, I wanted a lift on it. Not a lift where it was like, no, I took it right off. It was horrible. It springs and it was bouncing all over the place. It was the worst thing I ever did. Boy, did I sweat over that bad investment. but I would want, like I said, navy blue tan interior.
Yeah, that's nice.
We had so much. Driving that car.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Was
it's like driving a couch.
And it made it like it was an event. Like, we would get in that car, six of us, and we would just take it to a place, and it put us in a good mood driving.
Yeah,
there,
man.
You know?
Oh. And the best feature is that back, like the way, way back. It's got the shag, but it's got those steel, like,
for luggage.
Plates.
So it doesn't ruin the carpeting.
Oh, man. So
dope. You know what? Is there another car like that? Would you say that would be, if someone said, we're going to surprise you with a car, would that be it, what you just
said?
I'd
be very happy with that car, yeah. But I would also like a 1970 Mercedes four-door, forest green, tan interior would be dope. Or even I'd go all the way up to like an 88 Mercedes four-door.
I used to not relate with people that collected cars or anything. Now, I don't think I'd have 100, like, you know, maybe Seinfeld or Leno. But I know that the ones that do it for me, and I guess it makes sense, they're the ones you remember from being in, like, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's
I would so definitely crazy. Want a Ford LTD station wagon and a Lincoln Continental two-door Mark V, navy blue with the tan top.
Have you been in the new Continental?
No, why? Is it a good?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
But I wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't either. But to get picked up in it and drive around, it's dope.
You mean like...
I'm not a crazy car. You know, I've been driving a 2004 Explorer for 7 years. I bought off my buddy at brunch for $1,500.
You know what Tom Martin says? If you're driving anything more than a Camry, you're showing off.
Well...
There's some truth behind that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't have another car, so relax. I don't want people to think, spanking kids, now we can't have a car we want. God forbid Todd finds out. We'd be in big trouble if he comes by our house. We got our bathroom lights lowered. What more does he want?
He knows I put the keys on the table. He knows, like...
Yeah, I can't have a life anymore with him.
I put the dish soap under the sink.
Yeah, I put the dish soap under the sink. Jesus, I don't have red mulch. Can I?
I hate red mulch.
Of course you do.
I hate it.
Can I have a little intro music? I'll talk about red mulch. Admit it. It's not nice. Stop people that have red mulch. Stop.
Red
Stop
mulch
it.
And rocks. Cut it
yeah.
out.
And why don't you throw some patchouli oil on?
Come on.
Stop it. All right, enough with that. All right, so I want to take a deep breath. I want to be... Are you feel good?
Feel great, man.
Let me ask you a question. Is your wife home? What's your wife's name again?
Kate.
Kate, is she home with the two kids tonight?
Right now, she is, yes.
Do you ever...
I had to lie to get here.
Why? What'd you tell
her? Because I've been gone for 11 days. And I got home Sunday from 8 days, and then I left Monday for San Francisco. Got back from San Francisco last night, so I've been missing dinner, bedtime, everything.
Wow.
And then when you said 6:30, I'm like, well, I don't want to miss Todd Glass's podcast. I've only been trying to do this for 4 years. So I was like, I didn't tell my wife where I was doing this, but I do have a show at 9. She goes, and she left the office today, and she's like, hey, do you have a show tonight? I'm like, yeah, at 9. She's like, oh, but you'll be home for dinner? I'm like, yeah. She's like, all right. So I didn't even tell her. Then I waited till I was at school because I volunteered to go to the kid's school today and help give lunch. Took pictures of how cute he was, sent him, then go, oh, by the way, Todd Glass asked last minute if I could do his podcast. I'd love to do it. It'll be great because, you know, the special. And she wrote back, oh, of course, babe. Of course you can. Went home at 5, prepped dinner, did baths with her, got their dinners ready so that when she got done with the bath, all the food was ready to go. And then I kissed them all, boom, 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 and I'm out.
I love it. So you're in a good headspace.
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great.
So, you know, that's something, and I will mention it on the opening of the show,
yeah.
But you're doing your one-hour special, and Steve Fine Arts is directing
it,
right?
Yep.
And you're doing it at, you're doing it at the El Rey.
The El Rey.
Which is a great room.
Which is where you've shot before, which was very comforting to know that you had shot there.
It has a very warm atmosphere. They were so nice. The energy of the people that run that place was great. And Steve Fine Arts directing it.
Yeah,
and when are you doing it?
November 29th.
November
29th. 7:30 and 9:30. Two tapings.
On a Saturday night?
Nope, it's a Tuesday.
Tuesday night. I'm sorry. I just took for granted. So Tuesday night. What's the date again?
November 29th.
29th. So I always tell people on the show, you know what? If you just say, we're going to go.
Just go. It's
I really mean... No bullshit. It means a lot to me when somebody goes, hey, I did the show, and a lot of people from your show, a lot of people from the podcast came
for
up
sure.
to me afterwards. So
you take pride in your fans. Like, same with the Crab Feast. When our fans go to other people's shows and they tell us, like, oh, my God, I was in Omaha and all these Crab Feasts, it's the best. And you have great fans because you're a great guy.
And you know what? First of all, thank you. Instead of playing, you know, one of my instincts are to go, oh, but I appreciate that. I was going to say the same thing about you the last time that I did your show. I was like, well, all the tweets were, you know,
yeah,
they were kind and they were nice. But hold on here. So this is all out of the way. The Doritos guy at the gym, I actually wrote that down. Apologize to your children. It means a lot. It'll buy you a lot. Todd, okay, that's it.
You also...
Hey, what's the matter with your head?
Come and get your love, come and get your love, come and get your love now.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. I wanted to get my mind off of, I don't want to talk about it that much, but we reference it a little, of Donald Trump. So I found a clip of Jay Leno interviewing Don Rickles, and it took my mind off of it. First, I want to play Letterman, this, and you'll love it. I love it how hard I adore how much Letterman adores Rickles. I also warms my heart that I think Rickles knows it. He knows it. Like, Letterman adores Don Rickles. And I know that's a weird word to use, except, of course, admire and all the other words. But I think he just genuinely makes him giggle,
yeah,
like me. And that's what the part of I love about Dave. So listen to Dave. And then, why am I bringing this up? Well, I had to hear it, so why shouldn't I share it with the listeners? I didn't purposely go out saying, I'm going to find Jay Leno not being able to interview Don Rickles. But what scares me... Play Letterman first.
give us an idea how Las Vegas has changed in 51 years.
Well, you know, in my day, when I first started out, it was a lot of sand. And a lot of guys that talk like, hey, Frank, what do you want to do later?
Yeah.
And these guys went to college.
Yeah, I see.
Anyway, and they all sat around smelling their guns. And
because all he does is keep laughing.
Smelling
their
guns.
Hold on, listen.
Smelling. That's it. Smelling their guns. That's it. Anyway, no, smelling. The guy, there was a lot of wise guys. And then, you know, everybody was Vito Boom Boom, Charlie Barbarano, you know.
Yeah.
But it was great because if you wanted a cup of coffee. Today, if you want coffee or eggs, you got to go, boom, 4 stamps, 3 vice presidents, 2 secretaries.
Right.
Before you get anything. Sure. In those days, doing, hey, give the kid whatever he wants. And then grab his daughter and twist her arm.
The grab the daughter and twist their arm makes me laugh because I know what he means. It means they'd get you anything, but also they also don't do anything wrong. They'll twist your daughter's arm.
Yeah.
So I listened to Jay Leno, and this is Jay Leno in the beginning days. And why bring this up? I don't know. Maybe I have a sickness. But he doesn't even know. Right from the beginning, he goes, well, you'll hear everything about it's wrong, and he spars with them. And you don't do that. Most comedians know. You don't have to be taught what to do with Don Rickles. You naturally do it if you think he's as funny as everybody else. You just laugh hysterically, and you keep asking him questions. You ask him questions. Ask how Frank is. Ask questions that will annoy him if you're going to do anything. Not purpose, not where it's so obvious, but just over-ask him questions. Over-ask him, you know. And then you laugh, and then you reset him up because nothing you're going to do is going to be as funny as what he's going to do. So why get in the way of it now? If you're Katie Kirk, I understand. You think, oh, I thought you spar with him. I thought that's what you did. But a comedian, even though some people might not think that Jay, you know, his, they never liked his show, they never liked him on The Tonight Show, you still know he's a goddamn comedian. He is.
There's a reason he got the show.
Yeah, and but then I hear this and I go, oh, my God, what's wrong? What was wrong with him? Like, what happened? You might think, well, Todd, this has been over-talked. No, it hasn't. Not for me. I want to know what's wrong, and we're going to play it. And then just everything about it just says, like, oh, I don't know why I'm doing this.
He has been a regular on The Tonight Show for many, 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 many years. He'll be performing.
Play it over from the beginning. Listen to what he says up front, right from the beginning.
The only unattractive person on the show is my next guest. Do you know him? He has been a regular on The Tonight Show for many, 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 many years. He'll be performing at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, September 5th through the 12th, and at Caesars in Atlantic City, September 14th. It?
So I'm going to let this breathe, an expression I like to use, so I'll sit back and enjoy it. But I want to know honestly when you're done, am I smelling it right that I think that he's really annoyed? I think he's really annoyed.
You think Rickles is annoyed?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through the 17th, please welcome the one, the only, the legendary Don Rickles, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, let me talk about it! Sweetie, have you out? I've been waiting an hour and a half backstage. You got through with your funny car bits.
You looked a little nervous, Don. Were you nervous?
No, I was wonderful watching you crash into a fence. What funny stuff, really.
Thank you.
An hour and a half of watching a blind guy how to go in traffic or some damn thing. Came out here. Hey, you invite guests and you stand out here for an hour and a half with your cockamamie trick or treat little stories and gimmicks, nope. And it's not going over. Forget about it, for crying out loud.
Normally, when we have a big star, we bring them right out.
Yeah, well,
sometimes you have to fill.
I don't see the humor in that. Look at the one in the back row, and. Jane. We've got a smart, she crowd here. Look at them, they're all in their underwear.
Well, Don, how have you been?
None of your business. How
really?
And I don't want to wait that long next time, huh?
You want to come out right away?
That's right. I don't need to watch you work out with your little trick-or-treat stuff. Don't make it, for crying out loud. Bring out a guest and have a little class. Kira Sedgwick, Sidgwick, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She's backstage now doing push-ups, trying to keep her mind occupied. Anyway, good
what
to see you.
What was her name
you,
again? I'm
who cares what her name is? Kevin Bacon's wife. What
that's
do
right.
I care?
Well, you're Jewish. That's Kevin Bacon.
What does that got to do with
well,
what you
I
take
figured,
a name?
Well, no, I figured it's Bacon, and that's a separate.
What is this, a Nazi movie with Taylor? What's a Jewish got to do?
You know what? I don't want to listen anymore. I'm sorry I did that to everybody. You know, there's nothing worse than listening to that for me. Well, this was sad a long time ago, but, you know.
Well, I guess it's official.
You ever hear this?
We're now on Facebook.
This is Garth Brooks.
I really wasn't sure about this at the start.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation.
Oh, yeah, a conversation.
I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and...
You know what? I don't want to make fun of people anymore. Not my show. You know what? Everybody's fine. Everybody does different things. Letterman likes to be a good interviewer. Jay doesn't get into it as much. That's okay.
You know what I heard in that Jay interview?
I know Jay's not even relevant anymore. It's this... Hey, if anything, to show how on I am, the last 10 minutes was more about an illness I have than anything else. Not illness, but like... Come on, he's not even on the show anymore. Like, what do you? Why did that clip bother me? Because I love Rickles so much, and it made me feel sad. Like, well, why wasn't Jay able to interview him? Like, Regis knows how to do it. Larry King knew how to do it. David Letterman knew how to do it. Tavis Smiley knows how to do it. What didn't Jay like? What is he okay? What I really meant was maybe we should go by his house and get some blood tests. Because just because he doesn't have the show anymore doesn't mean that I don't wish him the best of luck in his health. Maybe he had an aneurysm.
It could be. I think he was just nervous. He said it was early on. It was his first time having Rickles. He's probably afraid. He already had a young audience who...
He never changed.
Rickles got more popular at post this, man. Remember when he got older? That's when, like...
But that had already happened.
Right. But, I mean, clearly his audience, they were more for Jay than they were for Rickles because he'd set them up that way.
Well, because that's his fault.
I know.
When he got on Letterman,
nervous.
Letterman, well, you know what? Actually, I don't mind defending... That's what I used. Maybe you know what? You could be right. But
I wasn't a huge Jay fan. He came and popped in when I was headlining at the Improv one night. And the manager goes, "Hey, Jay Leno's going to come and do like some time." I go, "Cool." I go, "Is he going to just come over and ask me, or what's going on?" And they go, "Yeah, right." And I was dead serious. Like I would think, like no matter how big I would get, if I was popping on a headliner show, I'd be like, "Hey, I'm just thanks for having me." And
yeah.
And he didn't, and I was just like, "Man, grow up two towns over from each other, whatever, bro."
Fuck him, right?
And over mass. No,
I don't
stone
mean
mass,
that. I don't know. I'm sorry that I even brought it up.
I'm having lunch with him tomorrow. I'll mention it.
All right, listen. Here's what we're going to do. Do you want to play a game? Do you like games?
I love games. I'm game all day.
Okay. So how about if we play a game? How long is this animal? Let me ask you this first. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. By the way, John Brandwagner is going to eventually punch me. I'm going to put the sound back over here. Because that way, when I forget to turn the volume up, you can reach over. He has the computer for people listening, and there is volume on the computer, but I have a little mini soundboard, not the big one that Aristotle has.
I would like to one day, I know you like the control, but just eliminate that mini soundboard.
Can I tell you something? I'm all up for it. It's something that, does that make you feel better? Because I get it why that's not good with my hand on it. I always turn the volume down. I forget to bring it back up. I see John looking at Aristotle. I'm going to end this all. We're going to take a day and redo the podcast studio, just the wiring, and that's something that will absolutely change when we do that. There'll be no more.
That on the way here.
You're growing today.
I'm trying. Well, you know, I'm trying to think of you and your kid and the song you sang to him. I liked, yes, Duncan.
Well, this is what people like about the Todd Glass show, is like the raw stuff.
Wait a second. It sounds like we have a lot in common with Garth Brooks. Where's his? What does he say?
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a...
Drag it a little later. Can you drag it?
Well, I guess...
Go ahead. Sorry. Don't be sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm already finding out on my own. So it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that.
Wow.
It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, a hotel room. When I think about things I want to post,
what do you
I
want to post?
Cool stuff.
Wow.
Slick stuff.
Wow.
Neat stuff.
Sure, just like our show.
Oh, man.
So I want to know more about your kids. There's no other songs you sing to your kids?
I sing songs, yeah, all the time. I mean, I sing to them. I talk to them.
You also make cool toys for them?
I do. I make cool toys.
Like
for
what? Give me an example.
I made Splinter City in the backyard with like a a car ramp where my son can put his cars down, like an old like Pinewood Derby ramp, and then I made a Plinko board and I made a construction site.
Whoa! One thing at a time, and then even before we get to that, I have something. How does Aristotle know this?
Probably because he went on my Instagram.
And other podcasts.
Okay, cool. So go one thing at a time. So you made this like oversized.
Well, what happened was I went to this children's museum in New York with him, and I was like looking at in a children's museum everything's so interactive, you know, and I love like the idea of being interactive. And I was going to say this earlier, but you have so many things pre-planned in this.
No, I'm good.
Podcast.
I'm all yours now. Do you notice my new interview style?
I know, I see it.
Well, I'm professional.
But you would have really gotten along with my grandfather. He had so many. You like gadgets. You're a gadget guy. I can see it. And this whole room is so fresh.
Can I tell you? I'm not a gadget person in my life. Just in the studio, I am.
What
I love.
I'm saying is stuff that like that doorbell that's right there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Come in.
He doesn't know.
Come in!
I do want to hear it.
I can't believe it.
It's open!
He's so stupid. Dude, I locked it before we came.
I know. Just open the fucking door!
He's so... Well, let me do it. Is it two minutes? Should I do it one more time? Because he gets really
last
mad.
Time,
last time.
It slides! Don't push! It slides!
Okay, so what were you saying?
Well, it's because I'm a guy that likes to live in the moment, so let's go off the doorbell. There's been a lot of break-ins in my neighborhood, so we got a new doorbell that when you press it, once you come by it, a camera goes on. It's like a camera in the doorbell.
Right.
So it goes on and senses. So I've been on the road, and every night when we're putting our son to bed, we read stories on the couch, and then we pick him up, and we go outside, and we say goodnight to the moon, and goodnight to the palm trees, and goodnight to his grandparents that live forever away, and then we go back inside. But since I would be on the road, every time they would step out the door, my phone would get a notification that there's people movement outside your door, and I would pick up the camera, and I'd see them, and then I can talk to them. And he didn't know that I knew that. So, they would go outside, and I'd go, "Where you going, big boy?" And then he would turn, and I'm like, "What are you doing?"
And how old was he then?
This was last week.
Oh. Well, he's two and a half.
He's two and a half.
Right.
And he thinks it's like, we're like, I said to Kate, I'm like, we're just giving him magic. Like, he's seeing magic. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't have a hard stance on this, believe it or not. But I do understand. I heard somebody say that they don't want to even go so far to make their kids believe in Santa Claus. That, anything to make them not trust their instincts. And I go,
I never thought of that in my life.
I know that would be a hard one for me too. So I don't care about
creating Santa. We haven't created him as a thing, but I'm always going to create majestic ideas, the idea that anything's possible, that everything can be real, right. That magic's real, that surprises happen. He hides in a corner and we pretend he's invisible.
I wasn't saying that in place of that, because everything you're telling me just sounds like ways to keep their
I'm
minds
not gonna take
as
anything personal.
Yeah, I do. I get annoyed at myself. But yours are all mind expanding things.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
And you have another son or a daughter?
A daughter, yeah.
Sure, I ask good questions. I'm a fucking great interviewer.
Yeah.
People are so mad.
Leno couldn't do this. He'd be like, your fucking daughter's a bitch, right?
Yeah, So about one of the games that you made. So you take him to this thing, and then
I realized how much he's reacting to it. I'm like, oh, I can make this stuff at home.
So it was the first thing you made at your house?
I mean, I made a bunch of stuff, but when I made Splinter City, it's like...
Splinter City sounds like child services might get called in.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be...
The whole point of Splinter City is if you don't leave with a splinter, you didn't have a good time.
Wait, is that you made it up?
Yeah. My wife drew it on the board, Splinter City, man.
So why? How would they get the splinters? Is it wood things?
Yeah, I don't sand anything down, so it's just got rough
Shut
edges.
Up. You're not being
I
honest.
Swear to God. My son has had more splinters in his feet. He never wants to have shoes on. He runs around barefoot and there's rocks everywhere, and he loves it. He loves it. That's how you build it up. I used to say to my wife, she'd stub her toe, and she'd be like, ow! And I'm like, does it still hurt right now? And she's like, no. And I'm like, then why do we say ow? We all react to pain, and we react to everything so much in this world. It's like, if you just breathe for 2 seconds and let it go, you realize that your tolerance for pain is greater than you really know it is. We just say it because we want to react so
what
people
are you,
ask.
Joel
are you okay?
Hogstein or whatever that guy's name? I shouldn't have made a sarcastic joke. You're
you
bearing
can
your
say
soul.
Whatever you
no,
want.
I don't like being a bully because I'm a big guy. I forget with my tattoo, I could be scary.
Yeah, super
no, that's
scary.
What they're saying. That's what they're saying. I don't give a shit. I don't even care. They tell me. I'm like, don't tell me.
Who's they?
People. So here's what I'd like to do. You know what? I actually have some. I want to talk about James Adomian and some of the some of the impersonations that he does, and we're gonna.
Oh, he does impressions.
He does. He does, and he's a little mad at the show because we're doing them now. They're easier than I thought, but we'll take a break.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. I know you do some. I do all the ones he does, and that's why he's mad. And I don't want to get into it. We're still friends, but he's upset because he's like, oh, you know, it's my thing.
That's his like bread and butter.
Exactly. Exactly. You understand.
Yeah. I get it.
So we'll take a break. You know when you know I have to pee, I'll be honest, and I think it's more than I think I have to. You know that feeling when you're like, wow, I really had to pee. And then you feel lighter?
Oh yeah, it's the best.
It is a good feeling in life. Does everyone know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think, "Oh, I just have
No, well, no one's ever needed to pee, Todd.
No, I mean, and then you have to pee more than you thought. You didn't. Okay, you think, "I don't really have to pee that bad. I could wait an hour." But then you go to pee, and then you pee a lot, and you're like, wow, I really had to pee.
I pee for an hour.
This is my podcast. This is what I do. Yeah, this is.
So just to clarify, we've covered farting and pee.
You know what? You know what? I could edit that right out. No, because that's not what my show is about. All right, listen. I don't even like that as a bit. I will be singing Bare Necessities later, and so will you.
I can't wait.
Do you want to go first or second singing Bare Necessities?
Probably second, because I just want to. I don't know the song.
Perfect. I'll be more than happy to go first. Matter of fact, I think most people around here would want me to sing first. Am I right on that?
Yeah, we want you to sing now.
You want me to sing now?
Yeah. Do it now.
Let me take a break.
No.
Now, come on.
Come on.
Wait, we'll leave it up to Jay. Can I take a break and sing?
No, you got to sing it now.
Come on.
Break.
Let me.
It's Christmas.
It'll be your Christmas and birthday present.
I'll take it.
And give me $50.
You got it.
This guy's really pushing it. He should shut the fuck up and be glad.
You know what? Let's take a break.
No. You don't need to give me the $50. All right, so we will take a break. I'm sorry about the peeing story. I know my show's better than that. I have higher standards. And then we're going to play How Long Was That Animal Live?
Oh, I can't wait for that. I'm really good with numbers. I can tell you, remember the car thing? I'm good at that. I can values of cars, values of houses, clothes. I can tell you probably how much you pay for that T-shirt.
We only have one. How much do you think I paid for this
at
the Gap?
Into that, Todd. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, so here, I'll ask you one because we only have this with one of the animals. Everyone else is just how long do they live in nature?
Mm-hmm.
But this one we know the answer to. Do we have an intro to this? Actually, do we have something? It's our new intro music. Let's go with the guy singing it.
Look for the bare necessities. The simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries.
Okay, so only for one. Then we're going to take a break and play the...
Yeah.
So only because we have this in one. A squirrel in captivity versus nature. How long do you think it lives in captivity?
How long can it survive in captivity?
Yeah, how long would it most likely live in a squirrel at the zoo? Where it's protected.
Just lifespan.
Oh, okay.
Lifespan at the zoo. Not that it's good life for it. I get it. It's better in nature if it lives shorter. That's not the point.
Man, squirrels are tough. I don't know really the lifespan.
I know.
I'm
going to
say 12 years.
12 years at the zoo.
At the zoo.
At the zoo. How much if they're just out in nature?
I'm going to say, 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you threw me. It's the opposite. I thought you knew that it's always shorter in the nature.
Well, what I'm saying, Todd, is I took a stance against zoos. That's what I did.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, how's that taking a stance against a zoo?
Give an animal a chance to live in its own habitat and maybe he'll learn to survive. And guess what, Todd?
Shut up.
And guess what, Todd?
No,
actually, I like zoos. But actually.
No, they're bad.
What I'm saying
but this
is
not the point. Isn't I already prefaced it? It's not about they should put all animals in the zoo because
you obviously
they live
didn't
longer.
See blackfish.
An animal can have a shorter life in nature and still be happier. That's not the point. The point is there is an answer to this question. It's not. It's not a dissertation or anything. There is. They know because they've done studies how long an animal is at the zoo. And you want me to tell you, or do you want to re-guess?
You know what I want? I don't want
you
to tell me
the game.
What's right and wrong of how I answer a question, Todd.
No, you're joking. I know you're not being kidding. I know you're kidding. You know what
do
I'm
you,
doing.
Do you, Todd, or
yes,
do you not?
I know exactly what you're doing. How long do you think an animal would live at the zoo, as a squirrel? How
I'm
long
sticking
would it
my... Just tell me the damn answer you want to tell me.
I don't like your attitude. Even as a bit, I think it's a little much. Okay, but you get a lot of listeners. See, I have to treat you different because you have a lot of people. When you're on the show, it's not just our listeners that listen. You have a tremendously...
Well, I'm probably not going to promote this.
Well, either don't worry. We don't either. We don't even have a podcast. I lost it.
This isn't real?
No. In the zoo, they could go up to 18 years is an average age of zoo. In regular life, 11 months.
11 months,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that proves how hard it is just to live.
Which also proves how great it would be if you look at the zoo as, what we have with pharmaceuticals and what we have with technology and science, and we wouldn't have this overpopulation. I think the squirrels have it right.
Well, you're probably at that point. You're right.
There's too many people. That's why we have so many dumb people in the world.
Well, why do you have to be mean?
I'm not being mean. I'm maybe giving I take you a factual shot at, information.
I take a shot at Jay Leno, but you got to go after the whole world.
You're going after a guy who retired 11 years ago. This son of a bitch.
It wasn't 11.
Like Rickles needs.
You're
it.
Right, and at least I admit that. And I, by the way, for the record, to George Carlin, I have to figure out myself when we're on break. I could do it live, but I think it would be boring. Why I needed to play that. I think I know why, but I don't totally know why. But I'll explain it when we take a break. When we come back, we'll see if we can put a reason why I felt the need to play that clip on the show. Well, who gives a shit?
There's reason. There's no fucking reason.
Well, there maybe there is. That's and by the way, just like there's no buff. Just like there's no right answer for your squirrel answer, which, by the way, there is. I didn't ask you where an animal was happier. We agreed upon that.
I never said where one was happier.
Well, yes, you did.
Did I, Todd?
This
or
is
did
the
you?
Jay Larson that drives me up the goddamn wall. He just turned argumentative. There's no way I can read you right now.
Let's just do. I don't try to read you.
Exactly. And that's what I've been trying to tell you ever since we met. Okay, so that's the answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Let's... So do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
You feel good?
Oh, my gosh.
No, do you feel good right now?
About what?
About being here.
About being here?
Yeah.
Let me see what time it is.
We're happy that you're here.
Yeah, I feel all right.
What time is it, actually?
I'm not telling.
I don't usually ask. It's like the casinos.
Know.
There's no clocks on the walls
here. There isn't.
I don't want people knowing what time it is. Yeah. Why don't we, the gentleman who sings it that sent it in did a great job. Why don't we take a break to get us ready for how long does this, the new one is just how long they live in the nature. I love this. Can you look up hippopotamus? Just so the audience has something to look forward to. So we'll do a little bear necessities. And maybe, JJ, if you find a place. But I'm going to soak this song in and enjoy it. Because I think it has a lot to do with life right now. I think this song is necessary.
Look for the bear necessities. The simple bear necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Little reefer, maybe.
I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
This new game has a
wherever
long
I
opening.
Wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my sweet home. The bees are buzzing in the trees, making honey just for me. If you look under the rocks and plants, then take a glance at the fancy ants. Maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
The bare necessities in life will come to you.
Wow, it's like I can sing, I guess, if that trumpet played. That I take credit for that trumpet. That's part of my singing. Well, no, it's just what it is. It's professional. So let's guess two animals. Do we have some intro music to this? Perfect.
It almost sounded like Bare Necessities there.
It is.
Oh, it is? Let's have a good ear, I guess.
I didn't know JJ knew how to play the trumpet. Look how quick he gets it. Play from the beginning again. I want to see, JJ, no pressure at all. No pressure at all. You start it from the beginning, like, over and over and over again. See how long it takes JJ, like, by ear to figure it out.
Yeah.
Is that too much pressure for you? You could take 10 times. There's no rules, you know. Here we go. From the beginning. Go ahead. One more time. From the beginning.
Shut up.
again from the beginning. Shut up.
I mean, wow. You would think that we're, like, fucking with people.
No, no, no. Like, that's
I know.
That's true
I'm
George
here.
Carlin. Right.
I'm here. I know. But it's just amazing. It's amazing.
I know, I know. It's a good thing.
You know, my niece has perfect pitch.
Watch she your has... mouth. That's not nice to say about a kid.
Listen to me. She's got... She's high-functioning Asperger's, but and she has she has perfect pitch. It's unbelievable. Any note. She's like, boom, boom, boom.
How old is she?
She's 16 or 17.
See, that's another reason we don't want to go back to the way things used to be. How about how much we know about kids that have Asperger's, and if you catch it early, what a child might have gone through 30 years ago that had that versus how much more we know. And I hope we know more in 5 years and more and more and more and more and more. But right now, think about the life of a kid with Asperger's today when dealt with early and properly versus 40 years ago.
I know. Yeah.
Being hit unnecessarily. Even if you believed in hitting, that child should not be being hit. And that kid was hit too. I don't think anybody would now know if we knew what we knew back then. Even if you believed in hitting, would you go, oh, why don't you hit that child? Well, that child has Asperger's. He wouldn't understand. So I know. I think no kid should be hit. But you understand my point.
Totally,
especially a child that has Asperger's.
Yeah.
The last thing any child needs to be done. But yeah, I made my point. But anyway, so HIPAA. Did you look up HIPAA?
I did.
Did you
Can
want
to get some intro music?
Sure.
What is the average lifespan of the hippopotamus?
Wow.
Average lifespan.
You can do some live, want some live thinking Bare Necessities music on the trumpet, like as we're thinking?
Is this zoo and nature?
No, this is just nature.
So am I to answer this right now?
Oh, I like it. John Brand Wagner got some good, is this literally on the guitar? Oh, this is great. Talk about our answer music. So yes, a hippopotamus. How long does it just live in nature? Do you want to go first or last? You're the guest. You get.
I'll go first.
Wow, very professional.
I'll say 35 years.
A hippopotamus.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I get so much joy out of these games? We had guessed what candy, what year was invented.
I just love that no one has an expertise on this, but you act like a hippopotamus. Okay, all right. Let's let him go. Let's let him go.
Wait. I mean, we know this, though. We looked it up. I don't just guess.
Oh, you know the answer as well?
Oh, no, I don't know the answer, but
exactly.
I know what. Oh, yeah, but I'm trusting we Google it. So it's not
I
like I'm
making.
You acted like I was making up how long it was.
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is.
Yes, I'm listening.
You don't know the answer.
No.
And most people aren't an expert at this, but the way you responded to my answer was as if you were an expert. Like, oh 35 years. Okay.
Oh,
right.
No,
okay.
No. I was just taking it in. Like, I'm trying to learn from everybody. Okay, 35 years. There's a reason Jay's saying this, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So 35 years for a hippopotamus. Oh, no. I get it now. Like, it sounded like I was like, 35 years. I think he's going to. He doesn't know like I know.
But you get it now.
35 years.
Okay, yeah. As long as you.
What do you say? Nope. Well, how long do you think a hippopotamus would live?
In nature?
No, just this is just nature. We don't have... The squirrel was the only one we could find both. 17 years, hippopotamus. Jay said 35. Aristotle?
I was going to say 18.
So you say 18 years. John Brand Wagner says 17 years. I haven't guessed yet. Duncan, nice and loud.
Can I get some intro music?
It's playing.
It's playing. And would you like thinking music, too?
Yes, please.
Okay, thinking music.
Can I also get some trumpet?
Well, I'm going to save it for me, to be honest. I hate to be a jerk. No. I'm really going to save that for me, but thank you. Okay, so go ahead.
43 years, 43.
Wow. I don't know why I say wow. I just like all the different answers. JJ, would you like to guess?
Yes. I'm
going to
go 27.
27 years, a hippopotamus. By the way, they're adorable babies. There's a video online of a hippopotamus playing with a dog. Or did I make that up? No, it really is. You put unlikely animal friendships. It's the most beautiful thing you can see on the planet. If you want to remind yourself of that different animals playing with each other, watch a video. A guy tries to make it have some meaning.
The bear and the deer is pretty great.
The bear and the deer is ridiculous. And that was a movie.
And it's also my favorite children's book.
Oh, I guess now we should talk about how great Rory Scovel is. I mean, that's all anybody wants. Boo.
Come on.
Boo. No, stop it.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
What?
Fuck Rory Scovel.
No.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
Fuck.
Fuck Rory Scovel. Fuck Rory Scovel.
I can't really take part in this.
Come on, guys. He's a friend of mine.
Fuck Rory Scovel.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. Rory Scovel is a friend of mine.
Fuck.
No, I don't get it. I don't know what's going on with my podcast audience, but that's rude. Yeah. So, okay, now I'm going to guess. A hippopotamus. This is so much fun. Why do I enjoy this so much?
I don't know.
It's easy. It's like police ride-alongs. Adrenaline without me having to move. It's like skiing without this shit part of climbing back up that goddamn mountain when it's freezing cold. That's why I like police ride-alongs. It's all the adrenaline rush sitting on in your fat ass.
What's your answer?
Oh, don't
I'm
you?
Dying to know.
Okay, me too. Well, I'll tell you the truth.
Did you need intro music?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind some. Can I get some trumpet in mine? Because I like to make a big deal about my answer. Here, from the top. I'm going to go with 18 years.
Someone said that.
They did? Who's?
That.
Oh, well, can't we both guess the same?
I mean, we could. But you also
okay.
Did. Yeah, you did that.
1799. How do you like that?
Quick.
17.
Oh, in months? I didn't
17, 17 years, 11 months, and 28 days.
Oh.
Okay, so.
The hippopotamus lives to be.
Wow, I'm nervous.
40 years.
What?
Oh,
who was right?
35, I guess.
You guessed
42.
Wow.
Yeah, but he went over. We're not playing Price is Right rules?
Yes. Well, we didn't make that a rule in this show. Having as much fun at home as we're having here whistling.
I'd like to concede. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's I like to see two people get along.
That's great.
Okay, so here's what else we're going to do. And then
I just thought it'd be a bigger deal, you know, coming within 5 years.
Well, you know what? Do you want
No, that's totally fine.
Bum 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 bum. The winner. The concession between Duncan Carey and Jay Larson from the Crab Fest.
I mean, I don't want to be the one to say it. I should just probably let it go. Should I just let it go?
No, don't.
I should say it or should I let it go?
Do you feel you were wronged?
I just want, I'm asking, it's not related to that. Should I say it or let it go?
Should I say it or let it go? Is that like a game?
It is a game, yes.
Oh. Would you like intro music?
No, would you like intro music? No, yeah, I'm going to say.
Yes, I would love some intro music.
Okay, what do we
not,
have?
It's a new game. I
Let's
need something
play the
different
other.
Than that. I need something a little.
Oh, I know what you need. I know what you need.
And it's going to be... I got a new game.
It's America the Beautiful.
Welcome to Should Todd Be In...
I have a better idea. Use that phone over there. You're going to love the sound that gives your voice. And then start all over. Go ahead.
Welcome to Should Todd Be Embarrassed Now or Later?
Wait, you're going to tell me something that's going to embarrass me?
Yeah.
Wow, I want to know now.
You want to know
I
right
shut
now?
That music off pretty quick. What did I do wrong?
My Why podcast is called The Crab Feast, and twice you've referred to it as Crab Fest.
Well, I think the courts would forgive me.
Ooh, he got
would
you.
They?
Oh.
Would they? Oh! He said doesn't even know. Get him in the crank,
guys.
You see?
Nah, it's not like that. It's not like that.
Got Rod. Jay
it's not like that.
Rod.
It's not
Jay
like
Rod.
That.
It's just disrespectful is what it
no,
is.
No, it's not like
Jay
that. No, I'm not like
oh,
that.
You.
No, I'm not immature like that. I don't even care. I'm not like that. It's not.
You heard it here first. Todd Grass doesn't care.
I do. I said it. Can I tell you something? I was so happy that... I was happy that it wasn't that bad. That's like Caroline. That's all you're talking.
No, not at all.
Oh, really? Crab Feast, Crab Fest? You think?
Oh, spelt differently. Is
I know.
Caroline Carolyn?
On paper, you're right. But in sentiment and heart, you're way off. I got him good, huh, that motherfucker? What I was saying was, it's not like where anybody would go. Like, if somebody was on your show, and let's say I called you by the wrong name, even that, I would forgive anybody for any if it's a glitch in their head. But if Crab Feast, if someone said, how about Todd Glass? He had Jay Larson on. He kept saying Crab Fest and Crab Feast. People are going to go, okay, that's understandable.
Oh, okay. We'll find out.
No, it doesn't mean I
won't. No, we'll find out when the reviews come out from the fans of the Grab Feast. I'm just saying, if we talk about people going to listen, if I introduce you as Todd Grass, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But it wasn't a mistake.
First of all, I would forgive you. You know what I do when people mess up my name?
What do you do? How often does that happen, Todd?
It happens less as you're in the business longer. But I will tell you this.
What would they say?
They call you Tom. You know, and I mean, I've been doing comedy a long time. Yeah. So what I always think the thing to do is they already feel bad. Most people, when they mess up your name, unless you're dealing with people that are sick or have a psycho, a disorder, and then you shouldn't be taunting a person like that anyway. So I always figure if somebody gets my name wrong, they already feel horrible. So I feel it's my job to make them feel good. And the first way I go about doing that, if somebody would forget my name or maybe think I was on a show I wasn't, like they get a fact about you wrong and they get uncomfortable, I always think, how's that make me feel? I always feel shitty when I do that. That's probably how they feel. I will do everything in my power to make that person feel good. And the first thing I do is I let them know. I go, no, believe me, I did it before. I tell them a story how when I screwed up somebody's name, so right away they feel better about it because you're sharing a story with that. But then, you know, you want to go about it your way. Mm-hmm. Making me feel horror about who I am. And can I tell you the truth? And yeah. I'm glad I have a safe word on this show, potato salad. That Hollywood Bridge was looking pretty good tonight to go over there. And
what Hollywood Bridge?
I don't know. I didn't want to make it a real bridge because I didn't want to make the bit too sad. So I made up a Hollywood Bridge. I figured it's like 20 feet. You could live. I didn't want to make it. I didn't want to. But I did. But I... Oh, so I think your listeners, and I think they're good people, genuinely.
No,
that
great.
Sounds
yeah,
like a little cheesy,
people.
But you know what I mean. I think if they're not looking to play games or take sides, mm-hmm. and by the way, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'm asking them to go without, look, obviously we're overthinking this, but try to overthink it and not thinking about it at all. Crab Feast, Crab Fest, it's, no matter what it is, I want to learn it, but no one's going to go like, oh, like, it's like, I don't think it's the same as getting your first name wrong.
No.
Because it's the name of your... I don't reference you as your show's name. So there's a different type of pressure to know your name versus
Do you know
your
how much time you've
name.
Dedicated to this so far?
Well, I have to. I have to make the shows long. I'm looking for anything I can to stretch it out. Sure, you think if I don't have this story, what else am I going to close with? I'm stretching out anything I have. That's why do you think I play these intro songs? To try to stretch
yeah,
it
no,
out.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I have a great way to close the show today.
I would
and
love
we're
going
to do a little after show because there's so many people here. We figure we'll do an after show. You're going to do a show, and I will really talk up your opening.
I appreciate
when
it,
you're
Todd,
shooting
huh?
it. Oh, and I'll do it right in the beginning, and no one 15 seconds forwards my openings. I've done a survey because I know how to make it interesting. Other people, stamps.com. Get the – you know
hashtag
what? Stamps.
Don't 15 seconds.
Yeah, they called me, stamps.com. You know what I told them?
What?
I said, get the fuck away from me. I'm not going to start advertising stamps on my show.
Wait, like, they showed up at your door?
They want us to be an advertiser. Sure, I think it's a great product, but I ain't going to advertise it. I don't give a shit. Yeah, it works. It is true that it is great. But after that, I could give a fuck.
Yeah.
Everything they say is true. I don't give a shit still.
I might have to edit this out.
No, why? I'm saying good things about them.
I'm saying that everything... I know, but I'm just kidding.
No, okay. Well, edit it out. It makes my show look cooler. If I have to edit things out, look, I'm edgy. Hold on, I'm going to do my show here. Oh, so your listeners, Crab Feast. Let's say, can I change my answer? I apologize.
Good Lord. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Crab Feast, Crab Fest.
Yeah.
It was the big Crab Feast, Crab Fest debacle of
2016.
Thank you. So what we're going to do is we're going to call one person mm-hmm. out of your phone. Just let's do it. And then we're going to end part one of the show. By having you sing a little, let's do some Bare Necessities in the room. Maybe you'll start, we'll all sing. Are you game for that?
I'm game for whatevs.
Oh, I like that. And I want your special, I want you to go to his special, folks. I want the presence of this show there. It'll be a good energy. I had it for my special, and I want Jay to have it for his. Like, I want you to go. I know what the reason I overpreface, you might think, if they're going to go, they're going to go. That's not true. Sometimes you can tell someone, do it. Like, fucking put it in your calendar.
Yeah.
First of all, you get to do a good thing by bringing an energy, which I think is valuable.
Well,
you compliment.
You want comedy people in the room because their minds are expandable, you know?
Yeah, if 40...
I'm going to tell you this right now. It's just going to be a special night. It's going to do material. I'm going to do material that you wouldn't hear normally at a comedy club. It's going to be special. It'll be great to have comedy fans there. You know?
Can I? Oh no, I was going to say if your kids are your kids going to be.
I mean, hopefully they might be backstage, and then my wife will take them home, or we'll get a nanny so my wife can be there, you know? I'd love to have them there with me.
You fool around with your nanny? That's what I heard people do. No, I don't know. I try to be open-minded. So do you want to – who can we call? Do you want to prank call someone out of your phone?
Let's prank Scovel.
Let's see. Try to call
Roy Scovel. Yeah. But I'm going to call him on – what do you want to call him on speakerphone?
Yeah. Okay. Call him on speaker. And then you get Bare Necessities ready.
He's kind of – he's not like bright. Anyway, you know what I mean? Like he's not – he's really not that bright.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining.
Come on, John. That's when you play it?
So what do we do? We're just calling him? What are we going to do?
I will fuck you in the morning.
How's this?
Fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun.
Come on, John. John Brent Wagner. How does that make sense to play that while he's dying on the phone? No, honestly.
Yes, I want to fuck you.
All right. Yeah, call Rory Scovel. See if he picks up.
We're just going in blind, or what are we
doing?
Yeah,
we're going blind. Who cares? We're edgy.
Okay.
So we just do a bad prank.
Bad prank.
Like the worst prank in the world.
Does he know you're here, or am I just going straight at him?
I don't think he'll know. Will he pick up? The mean game is see if he... Steve Fine Arts won't let us call anybody, because then he's afraid they won't pick up. It'll make him look bad in the business. Do you ever see Rory's Instagrams with his kids?
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded.
Ooh, oh. Boo. Boo.
Why don't we just give his number out instead?
Yeah. We should teach him a lesson. We should teach him a lesson. I want to ask you one more question. Is there anything you want to ask me? I'm just kidding. Where are you going to do a show right now?
Like Highland Park.
Woo. Wow, where? What's the name of the show?
It's the...
this is live.
David Hasselhoff.
Is it really?
Hour. Do you guys know that show?
No. But I like the name of it.
It's a really good show. It's fun, but I'm just going to run my hour, so...
Where is it at?
I believe Highland Park.
Wait, you're going to do your whole hour tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get you out of here with so you can get there with a clean head. Well, I didn't know you were going to run your whole hour.
Rod Stewart Live, I'm sorry.
Rod Stewart Live, same. Mm-hmm. How about Garth Brooks? He's so slow.
La Cuevita Bar. Garth Brooks was on Kimmel recently, who? Right? Jimmy Kimmel?
Who was on?
Garth Brooks.
How was he?
He sits in with the band.
He
sits in
does?
With the band, yeah.
How's he looking?
He looks all right.
I heard he needs to trim down a little. No, it's just what the people on the street are saying.
He did.
What got into me? all right, so we'll do a little, we'll flip that around. John, you're doing a great job. I think John really does put too much pressure on himself. Like, I picture John Brand Wagner going home, laying in bed, and going,
I get to sing right now.
Why didn't I know where the pause button was? Why don't I just pay attention sometimes? Todd wanted the guitar plucking Bare Necessities, not the JJ play along with the trumpet Bare Necessities. He wanted the jazz version of Bare Necessities, not the harmonica Bare Necessities. How come I couldn't know Todd wanted the YouTube of a clip he found a guy humming the Bare Necessities, but I accidentally played the polka jazz, the version of the Bare Necessities.
Hey, this is my wife. Can I just get this call from my wife right now?
Sure.
Hey, babe.
Can you put it?
No, it's still dragging on. Yeah. All right, I'll call you on the way. All right, bye. Is this me?
Sure it is. Put some reverb in his mic if you don't. And just have fun with it.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities are Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities to life. Life. Wherever I wander,
wherever
I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants you see, maybe a few, the bare necessities of life will come to you.
Can I try it?
Yeah, go.
They'll come to you. Look for the... this is harder than I thought.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Forget about your worries and your strife.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease and just compare necessities of life.
Come on in!
And...
Beep, beep, beep. I play the trumpet, watch.
Beep, 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 beep.
I can play the trumpet.
I have a good mouth trumpet.
Go ahead. Can you put some reverb? Wait a second. That was JJ, not you.
Even necessities of life will come to you.
Our guest, everybody, was Jay Larson from the show.
The Creek Feast.
Crap Feast.
Great to be here. This has been a real honor.
I'm going to give you the final word.
I love being here, buddy. This was great. You guys are all a lot of fun.
Come back in with the song. All right, everybody. We're going to end by singing the song to him that we wrote. You knew that, right? We wrote a song for you.
Oh, man.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to.
JJ, you rehearsed?
Yeah.
Here we go. Can we get some reverb in our mic? This is our goodbye to you song. We really put a lot into this. Are we ready?
Goodbye, Jay Larson. You were fun on the show. Jay Larson, we were glad you were here. Oh, Jay, you're great and a good.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now entering Nerdist.com.